Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
How can you tap the power of co-creation? Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Cruz. Welcome to the LeadX Show, where we help you to stand out and to get ahead. Before we begin, I hope you'll remember to tell your friends about LeadX on Facebook, at work, because we want to help more people. We want to build the LeadX family. And check out the upcoming free live webinars on LeadX.org. Recently, we learned how to increase our confidence with Wendy Sachs. HBR editor Daniel McGinn taught us how to get psyched up for life's big events. And Dan Negroni taught us how to lead millennials. All were free training sessions at LeadX.org. On today's show, we have a great guest and poor audio quality. I'm not going to lie, you know me. The problem with getting a lot of these CEOs and entrepreneurs as guests is they say yes, and I'm grateful for their time. But of course, they're not sitting around in their office. They don't know how to jump on a Skype line. They're movers, they're shakers. So they basically just call in from, you know, wherever they are. And so on this particular episode, we do have some audio delays and unfortunately some crosstalk problems. We tried to clean it up the best we could in post-production. But having said that, we're going to be talking to the CEO of a very cool company called Jones Soda. Now, if you're here in the United States, maybe you already know about Jones Soda. They're a craft premium soda company. They've got all kinds of crazy special flavors. And you're going to hear our guest talk about her secrets to leadership and some other things. But the big learning point that she mentions is co-creation. You know, Jones Soda gets their flavor ideas from their customers. The bottle labels actually change every month, and they come from photo submissions that their customers send in. You know, I believe in this digital social world that we're all now living in, co-creation is really the secret to success. You know, whether you're a consultant or an author or a big company, even as a manager in a big company, even if you're not selling outside, you know, co-creation is a superpower. You want your team members to be engaged. Let them build and shape the culture of your team. You want a team to work nights and weekends to hit a deadline? Well, they'd better have co-created that deadline with you. Otherwise, they're not going to own it. Co-creation. Now, before I introduce our guest, let's do a quick tip. Be transparent. We were going to miss our quarterly numbers. This was a lot of years ago. Cash was tight. Layoffs seemed inevitable. The advice I got in my early days was things like, there's a lot of acting in leadership, or the job of the leader is to keep morale high, always be positive. And then this one I heard a lot. If you tell employees bad news, your best talent is just going to leave for the competition. But people aren't dumb. If you only give them good news all the time, if you say that the future is going to arrive and there are no risks to this bright future, you know, your people aren't going to trust you. And when things go bad, they're going to notice signs of it, even if you don't talk about it. And when they don't know something, they're going to wonder, they're going to worry, and they're going to gossip. And whatever they imagine is always worse than whatever the reality is. So I went for radical transparency. You know, this is our goal. This is our shortfall. Here's the current plan. Any questions? Any ideas? Now, I had been practicing open book management, so they knew that I was always giving them the good with the not so good. It didn't scare people. You know, they learned to trust that what I said was true. It was no better and no worse than how I was describing it. And instead of freaking out, they helped to brainstorm solutions. They found ways to save money. I didn't have to ask. The sales reps leaned on their best customers to close deals earlier than they would have normally done it. I didn't have to ask. Project managers found ways to accelerate revenue recognition. Thankfully, I didn't have to ask. If you hide the truth, it's your company, not their company. But people will fight to protect what they feel they are a part of. Today, how can you be a little more transparent? Now, our guest today is the CEO of Jones Soda. She started with Jones in 1995, eventually climbing up and becoming the CFO and COO overseeing initial growth and profitability. All was well. But she stepped away for 6 years. She moved to Europe, traveled through Europe. But Jones Soda began to struggle. They went through a whole bunch of CEOs from the big soda companies in a very short period of time. So our guest returned in 2012, took over as CEO, and returned Jones Soda to its roots as an entrepreneurial company that loves its customers. Our guest is Jennifer Q. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Jennifer, I always start by asking our guests to tell us a story about a time, you know, when you failed. I want to know, like, what did you learn from it? Because we all want to learn from that failure, too.
Right. Every time where I've sort of looked at where I've sort of failed, it comes back to sort of a learning that seems to be consistent. And one of the earliest moments in my career was when I was just graduated fresh from an MBA. I thought I had the world in my hands. And I really couldn't find a job. I kept going and going and going looking. I thought I had all the credentials. I had, you know, I didn't have quite the timing because there was a recession, but, you know, and I had in my mind what I wanted to do, but I could not get there. But I was very persistent, and I had it in my mind what I wanted to do, and I just persevered, and it took me like 6 months to find sort of something similar to what I was looking for, pretty close to it, and I eventually got it. That took me a long way in my career after that. I just really looked back to that moment and realized that you can have all the credentials in the world. Sometimes it's not great timing, but if you keep persevering, you may need to pivot every now and then and change things up, but perseverance has been sort of the driving force in terms of where I sort of get the most success.
Well, and clearly you've had tremendous success since that time. And, you know, we have listeners in 148 countries around the world. So unfortunately, they won't all have enjoyed a Jones Soda yet.
Right.
But why don't you tell us a little bit about Jones Soda and how you're different from, you know, the big global soda companies?
Yeah, we are definitely different. We're an independent spirited brand. We were born in 1996 as a specialty craft soda. Premium ingredients, cane sugar, and unique flavors. The thing that really made us stand out was not only our unique flavors aside from sort of cola, sugar-free cola, but, you know, green apple, berry lemonade, some unique flavors. But also, too, we really involved our customers and our consumers. So on our brand label, there's a photo. And we change our photos every month. And those photos are sent in by our consumers. We put our consumer's name on the side of the bottle and really acknowledge our consumers. So our consumers create the brand with us. The quotes under the caps are sent in by consumers. The flavor ideas come in from consumers. So we're truly a consumer-created and very, very interactive brand. Not only do we have Jones Soda, but we also have Lemon Cocoa, a completely different brand that's just its own unique brand identity. But premium beverages is what we create.
So tell us more about Lemon Cocoa. I did notice that this is your newest brand, and I think you got some inspiration from Europe for this one, right?
Yes, I did. I mean, I was CFO, CEO for 11 years of Jones, and then I took a six-year hiatus. In there, I moved to Europe, and I was in Italy and discovered this flavoring, which was Sicilian lemons with the cream of coconut, and I fell in love with it. It was available on various kiosks around the streets of Rome, and I just fell in love with the flavor combination. The Italians do such a great job of using natural ingredients for function, digestion, refreshment, and that's what Lemon Cocoa was. Lemons for digestion, coconut for refreshment in the hot, hot Italian summer. So really looked at bringing this flavor profile back into North America when I came back to Jones and launched a completely different brand called Lemon Cocoa. And we've been out on the market about almost 2 years now and are building this brand as well.
That's fantastic. And I mentioned in the bio at the start of the show that you did return to Jones Soda in 2012, but this time as CEO. And the company, you know, had struggled a little bit and you turned it around. So what's been the secret of your turnaround success over the last few years?
Well, I'd say, you know, I had a really strong knowledge about the business because of my prior involvement as CFO and COO. So I really knew the operations inside and out. I knew the financials inside and out. So that really helped a lot. I still had a lot of work to do because the company was losing a significant amount of money when I came back. So I had to take some quick action. And, you know, at the end of the day, I believe everything falls from the top. So I took a very, very low salary compared to the previous CEOs in the company. I asked the board of directors to take a reduction in fees because it's, you know, at the end of the day, if you're going to be asking that of all of the group, you have to do it from the top. And then, you know, just over time, just bringing in people that really were more entrepreneurial in mind or spirited. So just bringing back that entrepreneurial culture again. So really bringing in to the company, you know, really entrepreneurial minded people.
Because I think I read that part of where you think maybe things went astray is Jones Soda brought in some executives who did have that big soda or at least consumer package mm-hmm. brand experience, right? It wasn't that entrepreneurial small business approach.
No. And I mean, I think that's where a small business and or brand, there's a different skill set. You know, you need to be very nimble and a street fighter, and you don't have a lot of resources, so you got to figure things out on the fly and, you know, do things that make your brand stand out and really connect with consumers in a real authentic way. And that's a different skill set than what you have at a major CPG company. So, the company was still a small company at the time. We have big plans to be very large, but we still needed that kind of mindset where you could think on your feet and really make an impact on either of our brands.
So you've now been leading the company, from the CEO level for several years in a time, well, first of all, a very competitive industry, launching innovation, a lot of changes. So what's your approach to leadership? Like, how do you keep your team members, you know, engaged and fighting the good fight?
Well, I'm a big believer, as I said, in top down and setting, leading by example. So that's number one. We're a small company, again, as I said. So I believe in also providing equity to those that have persevered along with me. I also think that the type of individual that is interested in working at a more independent company is really enjoys positions where they can really make an impact. So they've, you know, we have an environment where we really listen to ideas and take feedback. So it's really allowed for people that really want to have a bit of an autonomy and make a name for themselves and be able to do some things and create some things on their own too.
Love it. So, Jennifer, how can listeners find out more about Jones Soda and Lemon Cocoa? Because I haven't had Lemon Cocoa yet, so I need to go get some myself.
Oh, yeah. Or I can send you some because it's pretty fantastic. It's an all-natural product and only 90 calories. So, it's our website, www.jonessoda.com or www.drinklemoncoco.com, or like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram or Twitter, and you'll get to learn everything about Jones and Lemon Cocoa.
Now, LeadX family, I think this is really interesting. We always try to get 1% better every single day. We like to do daily challenges. And I love, you know, Jennifer, your lead by example story. And so, you know, the challenge I'm going to ask our listeners, maybe we can't or don't want to all go and cut our own pay today, but we can lead by example. And if I'm going to ask someone to stay after hours, maybe a little late today, maybe I'm going to stay and work right beside her. Or even if I don't have anything to do, I can go out and get a pizza and share it with the team. So we have to stay with them shoulder by shoulder.
That's exactly right. So I couldn't agree more.
Jennifer, thanks so much for coming on to the show, and best of luck as you continue to grow Jones Soda.
Okay, thank you very much.
Friends, before we go, remember, at LeadX, we're on a mission to give free leadership training and professional development to everyone, anywhere, at any time. Visit leadx.org to check out our upcoming webinars and online training events, and subscribe to our newsletter to be notified of new offerings. And please take 1 minute to go to leadx.org/subscribe to subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes, because we're at 227 reviews as of this moment, and I need to get to 300. Just in the last week, we've had awesome 5-star ratings from Garth, Trish Way, Die in AZ, Tri Guru, Indigo Cole, Elsie Flores, and so many others. Please join them. leadx.org/subscribe. Until next time, remember, your family, your team at work, your community, we all need you to lead with intent. How will you lead today?